fish, electric rates, and flood protection. They're all part of a 50-year-old international treaty between the U.S. and Canada. The U.S. State Department and Ottawa announced Thursday formal renegotiation of the Columbia River Treaty will begin in early 2018. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
The headwaters of the Columbia River are in Canada, and that country controls how much water is released downstream and when. In exchange for smoothing hydropower operations across the border, Northwest American electricity consumers pay Canada hundreds of millions of dollars annually under a provision in the treaty. In November, Congress members from Oregon and Washington sent a letter to the Canadian ambassador. They argue those payments are too high. Separately, tribes and environmental groups are looking for an update to the treaty that includes goals for restoring salmon runs above the Grand Coulee Dam. Interested parties in the Northwest have been asking for a renegotiation for 4 years. The current Columbia River Treaty was ratified in 1964. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.